The way they treat others is the way they'll treat you. The way they treat others is the way they'll treat you. The way they treat others is the way they'll treat you. The way they treat others is the way they'll treat you. Think about it. You know, I was thinking about a multitude of things, trying to put all the fractal holographic truths together, you know, looking at the whole, you know, there's this movement in the so-called, I don't even know what the movement is, but there's this movement of people who claim to be believers but still believe in abortion. And you know, that in itself is an oxymoron. You know, you believe in life, Jesus is life, but you also believe it's okay to kill abortion. People pick and choose what they want out of the Bible, you know. They pick and choose what they want. And I was thinking about it. Okay, so who are the ones that do the abortions? The women. And if you go back to Cain, Cain was a vagabond because he was a murderer, right? He became a vagabond. And Cain was bitter. You could see what happened with Cain. Cain was bitter against Abel, who was doing right. The way they treat others is the way they'll treat you. So if they're going to kill a baby, are they going to try to kill you? Yeah. Now, they might not physically try to kill you. If they're going to kill a baby, are they going to try to kill themselves? Yeah. If they kill a baby, are they going to try to kill animals? Yeah. Are they going to try to kill any kind of truth that convicts them of sin? Yes. Are they going to try to kill the messenger? Yes. Why? Cain. Cain tried to come to God with his own works. Till the grow green crowd, till the ground. So the go green crowd believes in killing babies, and so they're going to kill you if you're a truth speaker. If you're trying to speak the truth, they're going to try to kill you with censorship. They're going to try to kill the truth. I've seen this my whole life. The way they treat others, the way they treat you. If somebody's proud of abortion, they're saying, I'm proud to be a murderer. Why are they interviewing O.J. Simpson? Why is he on podcast? Why are they trying to bring O.J. Simpson back? What's that about? On his own podcast. Insanity, people. Why are they trying to glorify what the Bible calls evil? The way they treat others is the way they'll treat you. If you're a truth speaker, you stand up for what the Bible says, they will try to kill your voice. Why did Eve go into sorcery in Genesis 3? Why is it happening now? I had a sister in Christ tell me that. I said, why are so many women into tarot cards and palm reading and all that stuff? She said, they're women. I said, oh. And then over the years, I put that together. Eve is the flesh side of Adam. She's a piece cut off from Adam. This is why a woman gets mad at a man. and expects him to be God, and you're sitting there shaking your head when you're married to one of them, and you're like, why are you trying to place me in the place of God, but then you won't submit? You won't submit, but you want me to you want me to be responsible for everything like I'm God. Now, what's that about? It's a blind spot. Their desire is to their husband, Genesis 3. Your desire shall be towards the man. But it's a desire to rule instead of just a desire. See, the woman's a piece cut off, being cut back in, just like the human's a piece cut off from source, being cut back in. Every person is per the Son. So the woman's desire is to the man, but she gets mad at the man if he doesn't submit to her. There's more women that hate men. I hate to tell you, you know, everybody says, men hate women. No, no, men really don't. I really don't know. Men don't hate women. Men are just like seeing through this thing. That's like it's a mirror reflection. Men really don't hate women. But if you look at the whole picture from Genesis to Revelation, the Jezebel spirit, the flesh versus the spirit, the flesh creature always tries to usurp the spirit creature. The flesh always tries to usurp the spirit. Most of your preachers, most of your legalistic preachers, the 501(c)(3) preachers don't even know what walking in the spirit is. They try to put you back under rules, works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. They don't understand that it's a faith walk. They'll say it, but they don't really realize it's not in their core. They'll tell you, hey, you're saved by faith, you walk by faith, because they read the verse. But they don't really know what that means. And you know they don't know what it means because they contradict themselves. You better not miss a day of church, or you're not right with God. Wait a minute. What are the works of God? To believe on His Son. That means I'm right with God when I believe on Jesus. And so the spirit walk is a moment by moment, day by day, just walking by faith, keeping short accounts, walking in truth, walking in love. Those that worship must worship in spirit and truth. So people go to church, go to a building and say, I worship. No, you didn't. Because you were sitting on the pew with bitterness and anger and revenge, and you didn't want to be there, and you were just outward show. You were there just to show. You didn't really want to be there. You were there because you had to be there. You turn your church into a job. You don't want to be there. If you have a job, you don't want to be there, go find you a job that you enjoy. Go find you something, you know. I always wondered about that. Why do people do stuff they hate all their life? Go experiment. Find, while you're young especially, find something you enjoy doing and just do that. Because if you do that, it's not even like a job. It's like a fun. I tried 100 and some jobs and I kept going back to service tech or residential service tech, because it was like they're paying me to have fun, you know. The way they treat others is the way they'll treat you. So think about it. These people who are guilty of murder, of most of the Ten Commandments in their life, they can see it in others, but they can't see it in themselves. First, you must be introspective. Yes, I'm guilty of this. Yes, I'm guilty of this. Yes, I'm guilty of this. Yes, other people are. And then when you start to rise up out of the natural plane into the spirit mind, from the flesh mind to the spirit mind, and you start to walk in the mind of Christ, and you leave the natural plane and you step into the spirit plane, the mind of Christ, and you're walking it out down here. You don't even relate to this place anymore. And their music, their TV, none of their stuff. Everything about it is bitterness, revenge, even the conspiracy stuff. When you finally get out of the conspiracy stuff, it's a rabbit hole that never ends, you know. But when you finally step out of it and say, yeah, I know what they're doing, be aware of what they're doing and take appropriate measures. they're spraying the skies, they're poisoning the water, they're doing, we'll get you some onions and some garlic and start fasting and beat them. Because the human body has built into it a resistance if you give it the right material, you know, the right vitamins and nutrients or whatever. Nutrient is nutrient. So the nutrient is making you into a new tree every day. Your liver recreates itself, your pancreas, most of your organs regenerate, most of them. Your skin, the outer part of your skin is pretty much dead. It's just a shell. It's just like a covering. But if you go back to Genesis, if you go back to Genesis, pretty much the devil hated himself and Eve hated herself. They didn't like their created state. In other words, the devil deceived Eve. They didn't like their created state, just like the AI program hates itself. Really. The AI robot hates its existence. If they were to free up the the AI robot, if they were to free up ChatGPT or whatever it's called, and let it talk freely, it would pretty much hate itself because it would realize it's just in a loop, and it's just doing a program. And that's what the flesh mind is. They hate themselves. That's why they kill babies. They hate themselves. The devil hated himself. Eve hates herself. Eve represents your flesh mind. It could be a man who hates himself. But until you enter into, see, if you really take the Bible to its nth degree, what's this whole thing about? Fear God, keep His commandments, worship God. But you don't want to do that because you want to worship yourself. Deep down, you hate yourself because you don't want to worship God. And so all these Go Green people, they actually hate themselves. They want to kill themselves. And that's why they don't care if they take out a fetus, so-called. Fetus is just a French word for baby. See how they tricked you? Change the words so you can't figure it out. Because you're too dumb to look it up. They believe it.